Coming up next week on Only a Game, the only sports bar I know of that's not open on Friday night or during the day on Saturday. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Which is more surprising to you, that Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, and Pudge Rodriguez were voted into baseball's Hall of Fame, or that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds got more votes this time around than they did last year?
Neither one of them is too surprising. The biggest surprise to me was that Vlad Guerrero didn't get in.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the Expos contingent among the voters didn't want to split their votes this time. No, it's very encouraging that Bonds and Clemens got more votes than they did the last time. Maybe the hysteria is passing.
The Oakland Raiders are one step closer to becoming the Vegas Golden Raiders or Caesars Raiders or Raiders on the Strip or whatever they're going to. Anyway, they filed paperwork this week for their relocation. Will the black and silver hit the jackpot in Las Vegas?
I still don't know. I think the first year will be great. They'll get all kinds of attention. Every major publication will be, and television network will be out there covering them. After a couple of years, though, you know, I'm not sure they won't be just another, you know, artificial Eiffel Tower and, you know, pyramid. The one thing they are getting, which I don't think they expected when they first decided to move there, is that it's a pretty good team that's moving there now.
Except that pretty good team is going to have to play for two more years in Oakland before this move happens. I'll bet that'll be fun.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. The Oakland Coliseum there, that's falling apart anyway. I'm telling you, I wouldn't go near that place for the next 2 years without heavy armor.
On Monday night, the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals combined to score 15 goals. Pittsburgh won the game 8-7 with a 3-on-3 overtime goal. I bet you wish you'd been to that game.
I'll tell you, I was so wishing I was there. First of all, I love 3-on-3 hockey.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful idea. But those two teams, I mean, you know, this is now the rivalry, I think, in the NHL.
Well, it certainly is in terms of number of goals scored. But the weirdest statistic about that night's action is, guess who didn't score? Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, I don't know how he missed that. Was any? Were we sure?
Everybody
he was,
scores. Tonight.
Were we sure he was there?
All right. Are you ready for this week's sports shocker?
Sure.
All right. Last weekend, the UConn women's basketball team won its 91st game in a row, breaking their own record for consecutive wins. Who saw that one coming?
It goes on, and if you talk to people who follow this more closely than I do, they will tell you nobody expected this from UConn at the beginning of the year.
Except the people who were paying attention. We learned this week that former Yankee Alex Rodriguez will host a reality show featuring broke former athletes. According to CNBC, these athletes will meet with, quote, money-savvy mentors who can help them get back on their feet. I'm sure there have been worse ideas for a TV show, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Well, yeah, especially when you're considering that a lot of these athletes are broke in the first place because they met money-savvy mentors.
Exactly. Also called agents. Brings to mind the great Woody Allen line where in one of his movies he plays a financial advisor and somebody says, what's a financial advisor exactly? And he says, I work with people's money until it's gone.
I was thinking more of take the money and run. Give me the money, I have a gub.
Each year, everybody involved with a Super Bowl halftime show has to figure out something more spectacular or more outrageous than whatever happened at the previous Super Bowls. Lady Gaga is going all in on that. She wants to perform on the roof of NRG Stadium at halftime. Won't that provide the fans of the game with an odd angle from which to watch her performance?
I was going to say, who's going to watch her? The people in the helicopters? The Goodyear blimp?
Exactly.
And also, she's going to, I mean, I know wireless technology is really something, but I have a horrible feeling that right in the middle of one of her big numbers, you're going to hear, American 2-4, maintain flight level 15,000.
And finally, Charlie, this year, for the first time, the annual Puppy Bowl, the Super Bowl for people who would rather watch dogs than football, will feature disabled puppies. And one of the puppies is blind, one is deaf, and one has only three legs. So at last, the long national nightmare of non-inclusive Puppy Bowl is over.
I think the three you mentioned, though, are probably, you know, puppies who made a career out of Puppy Bowl. And that's what happens to them when you play any kind of football.
Seriously, though, the dogs in the Puppy Bowl come from shelters. I'm betting that each of those three dogs finds a home before halftime. You think I'm going to win that one?
I don't think there's any question. I just hope Lady Gaga doesn't adopt them and they have to bring the dog to the roof of the stadium.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.